This is the Hinckley Institute Radio Hour. I'm Ross Chambliss. Today on the program, we are airing a talk given recently by David Saperstein, the Ambassador at Large for International Religious Freedom with the U.S. State Department. As the U.S. Chief Diplomat on issues of religious freedom, Saperstein is a principal advisor to the President and the Secretary of State. His office monitors religious persecution and discrimination worldwide and recommends and implements policies in respective regions and countries and develops programs to promote religious freedom on behalf of the U.S. government. For four decades prior, Saperstein served as director of the Religious Action Center of Reform Judaism, a nonprofit advocacy organization that describes itself as the hub of Jewish social justice and legislative activity in Washington, D.C. Newsweek magazine in 2009 called David Saperstein the most influential rabbi in the country. David Saperstein serves on the board of numerous organizations, including the NAACP, People for the American Way, National Religious Partnership on the Environment, and the World Bank's World Faith Development Dialogue. Here is Ambassador David Saperstein speaking last Friday, November 18th. You're listening to the Hinckley Institute Radio Hour on KCPW. David Saperstein is the Ambassador at Large for International Religious Freedom with the U.S. State Department. He spoke last week at the University of Utah about the work that his office does in monitoring religious persecution and discrimination worldwide and how they recommend and implement policies to promote religious freedom on behalf of the U.S. government. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Hinckley Institute Radio Hour on KCPW. I'm Ross Chambliss. On this program, as you know, we record and broadcast the many engaging lectures, debates, and panel discussions held at the Hinckley Institute of Politics at the University of Utah, and we replay them, unedited, in their entirety as a public service. Today we are airing a talk given a week ago by David Saperstein, the Ambassador at Large for International Religious Freedom. He's speaking about the U.S. government's efforts to promote religious freedom, and specifically, the multitude of challenges faced in protecting religious freedom and protecting religious minority groups across the world.
Simple.
You're listening to the Hinckley Institute Radio Hour on KCPW. We'll be back in a moment. This is the Hinckley Institute Radio Hour on KCPW. I'm Ross Chambliss. Today we're airing a talk by David Saperstein, the Ambassador at Large for International Religious Freedom with the U.S. State Department. He spoke a week ago at the University of Utah about the work that his office does, including monitoring religious persecution and discrimination worldwide and recommending and implementing programs to promote religious freedom on behalf of the U.S. government. Additionally, Saperstein is a principal advisor to the President and the Secretary of State. Formerly, for four decades, Saperstein was director of the Religious Action Center of Reform Judaism, a nonprofit advocacy organization that describes itself as the hub of Jewish social and legislative activity in Washington, D.C. Here's David Saperstein.
The chance that
That was David Saperstein, the Ambassador-at-Large for International Religious Freedom with the U.S. State Department. We're wrapping up his talk here, but you can hear an additional 10 minutes of his talk, including questions and answers from students in the audience, on our website, kcpw.org, or on the podcast version of this show. This program is made possible in part by the Hinckley Institute's Wayne Owens Fund. I'm Ross Chambliss, your humble curator and producer of this program. Thanks for listening.